The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution is warning that it's the unambiguous policy of the U.S. and its allies to fight Iran and Shia Islam.
امروز جزء سیاست‌های قطعی دولت آمریکا و دولت‌های همراه با او اسلام ستیزی است، ایران ستیزی است، شیعه ستیزی است. اینجوری دارن حرکت می‌کنن. این سیاست قطعی آنهاست. وقتی ملت‌ها غافل باشند، اونها پیش میرند. وقتی ملت‌ها بیدار باشند در مقابل آنها مانع ایجاد می‌شود. دیروز پریروز سخنگویان آمریکایی اعلام کردند که مخالفت ایران با سیاست‌های آمریکا در منطقه غرب آسیا که اونا بهش میگن خاورمیانه این موجب می‌شود که ما ایران رو تحریم کنیم مثلا یا با ایران مقابله کنیم. یعنی ملت ایران، شما که هوشیارید، شما که بصیرید، شما که میفهمید در منطقه چه خبر است، شما عقب بکشید، اجازه بدید ما کارهای خودمون رو انجام بدیم، هر کار میخواهیم انجام بدیم. یعنی ادامه شیطنت ها.
Ayatollah Khamenei said arrogant powers are angry at Iran and Muslim nations because of their vigilance in the face of those powers' corruptive moves. The leader warned over the domination of the world by Zionism, saying even countries like the U.S. are under influence of Zionists. Ayatollah Khamenei stressed that movements such as the Islamic Awakening have been formed to counter the corrupt Zionist current in the world. The leader made the remarks during a meeting with a group of Iranian people, officials, and foreign diplomats. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Shabir Hassanali, who is an activist and political commentator, and he's joining us live now from London. Shabir, as always, thanks for joining us. How do you feel about Ayatollah Khamenei's statements?
Again, it's been a very powerful statement, and it says the reality. It speaks the reality in an extremely eloquent manner. If anyone wants to understand what Imam Khamenei has said, you just need to go back in time and read about the condition of the pagan Arabs of Jahiliyyah, of the time of ignorance prior to Islam, and the way they interacted with the Prophet and with the early Muslims and the early freedom lovers. They operated on the basis of sanctions. The Prophet and all of the early Muslims were sanctioned severely by the powers that be. They were fought constantly. They tried to dismantle any sort of foreign relations that they had, any relations with any other people. It's the same that America is doing. Today, it is true. America is the father of ignorance on the earth. I mean, it turns around and says, oh, because, you know, Iran is objecting to our policy over here, we must put sanctions. But I'm sorry, America, who died and gave you this authority? No one. You know, Iran has a right to its opinion. And, you know, you can't turn around and say, oh, Iran can't have this opinion because it's different. This is not the world we live in. But America, of course, you know, it's got many, many motives, key among them being the two Zionist lapdogs that it's got in the region. I'm talking, of course, about the European Zionists occupying Palestine and the ignorant desert Bedouin Arabs who are occupying Arabia. And these two are wreaking havoc through the region. But still, America wants to oppose and fight against and cause problems for the only entity that is supporting the oppressed people who are getting hammered by these ignorant, evil lapdogs. And that is the height of ignorance. I mean, America knows what it's doing is wrong, but it's like it, you know, covers its eyes, puts its finger in its ear and says, no, we're just going to go down this way. We don't really care how much destruction it's going to cause. But America need to understand that, you know, what goes around does actually come around. And it is in self-destruct. If you look at America, many analysts have also said, America is definitely in some sort of self-destruct state where it is destroying itself. The way it panders to the Zionists, who are nothing, who are just a few business people who have paper money. The money is actually worth very little. Toilet paper is probably worth more than the US dollar right now. But of course, they pander to the needs of these people, so much so that it was said recently that after the APAC conference, when all of these presidential hopefuls went over there and paid their allegiance to their Zionist masters, a lot of their followers went to Capitol Hill and lobbied their congressmen and senators, not for better conditions for the American people, but for supporting Israel. And people asked them that, look, are you here because, you know, you want to try and maybe get a school opened or a hospital or something in your state or your town or your village? No, no, we're here for Israel. We don't care about, you know, our town and all this sort of stuff. That's not what this is about. This is very strange. When a cancer like Zionism has occupied people with, you know, an entity that has so many weapons that could destroy the earth, this is something which is, to put it politely, concerning. And it is extremely brave of Iran and the entire resistance bloc and all of the freedom lovers to stand up against America. Because America is insane. The word Ari Khamenei has used of ignorance is absolutely spot on, because you can make so many comparisons between the American oligarchs. Of course, when I say America, I don't mean the people, I mean the oligarchs, the leadership, if you like, who are, of course, Zionist controlled. You can see so many comparisons between the way they operate and the way the desert Arabs of Jahiliyyah operated. And of course, what happened with those desert Arabs? Many people won't even know the names, like, you know, Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and all this sort of stuff. They're just thrown into history, which is exactly where these American emperors will be sent, like their Roman predecessors and all of this stuff.
Okay, Shabir, we'll leave it at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate putting that all into context for us. So Shabir Hasnali, who's speaking to us live from London.